The Gemara had just finished the story about Titus, but not quite finished. It's a little bit of a follow-up in terms of the Titus story. So it's at the bottom of the base. It's four lines from the bottom. Unklus by Clunicus by Achte de Titus Tava. So the individual's name was Unklus, the son of Clunicus, who was the nephew of Titus. Now, there was a question whether this is the famous Unklus or not. A big question whether this is any connection whatsoever to the Unklus that we're familiar with in terms of the Perish on Targum, because the Gemara says Unklus was in fact the Ger, and this person is going to back convert. But again, the name Unklus was probably a fairly common name in those days. So a lot of documents, the same person. But Havavoy, this particular person, the nephew of Titus, wanted to convert, which actually was not so out of the ordinary. Actually, at that time in the Roman Empire, there were many of the pagans, many of the non-Jews were interested in converting. So also asking the Titus Benegida, this individual Unculus wanted to speak to Titus, to his uncle, when Titus was no longer alive. So he's some kind of a, again, some kind of a magic, sorcery, dream, again, whatever you think about those kinds of things. He might try to make some kind of a connection with the Titus. So Amalei, so he said to Titus, Man choshev b'hal alma. So Titus is already dead. So he says, saying to Titus in this dream, whatever it is, he's saying to him, who is choshev in the next world? So Amalei Yisrael. So Titus said, now that I got here, I realize that the Jewish people are the ones who are choshev. So Mao lid buke b'hu. So his uncle asks his uncle Titus, says, should I join them? Should I cling to them? Should I be part of them? So Amalei, so he said to them, be lion efficient, below matzis. So Titus said, they have too many things that they have to do. You want to be Jewish, too many mitzvahs, too many things going to keep you too busy. You're not going to be able to keep them all. So what should you do? So this is the great Eitzah, Titus, even after he died, a big Baleitzah. So he says, Zil igru alma. He said, start up with them, fight, get into a fight with them. Why? What's the mile of getting into a fight with the Jews? The Havas Reisha, because if you get into a fight with the Jews, at least you'll become choshev in that world. Because the pasuk says, that those who start up with the Jews temporarily, they make it big, they become very successful until they fall very, very quickly. So the Titus's great grandiose eitzah after all his years of this world and all the years of getting punished for what he did, that was all he was able to come up with. So anyone who starts up with the Jewish people will become a chashma person temporarily. So Amalei Dina Dal Gavra B'Mai. So now Unklus asks his uncle, so what happened to you? What punishment are you experiencing now? So Amalei B'Mai the Pasuk Anavshe. He said, I'm getting punished. What on top of the Zayim and I'm getting punished as to what I decreed for myself. So remember back to last week, we said that Titus, right before he died, so he didn't want anyone to find his body. So he said his body should be burnt. They should sprinkle his ashes throughout the seas. So he says, that's what they're doing to me in the next world as well. Where every day they, again, obviously it's a figure of whatever this means. And then all of us are supposed to know. But so every day they collect my ashes, and they judge me, and then they reburn me, and they throw my ashes once again on the throughout the seven seas. That's pretty much the end of the Titus. So that was the follow-up of last story. So now we got Unculus, who's speaking to people from the other world. So he asked a few other people what their great suggestions and as to how to relate to the Jewish people are. So also asking the Bilam Benegida. So the next person we brought up was Bilam. So he asked Bilam, well, who's choshev, who's significant in the next world? Amalei Yisrael. So he responded to the Jewish people. So he turns to Bilam and he says, so what should I do? Should I join them? Is it a good idea to join them or not? So Amalei, lo sidro shlomo mitavasu kol hayomim. So Bilam says back to Titus, don't look into their goodness. Don't go after their goodness. Don't try to make peace with them. Just stay away from them. So it's a little bit interesting because this pasuk obviously is not talking about Jewish people. It's actually talking about Ammon and Moab, who Bilam was in cahoots with. So it's a little bit of a strange flip that he's quoting the pasuk about Klal Yisrael, which is the pasuk in a certain sense about himself. So Amalei Dina Dal Gavra B'Mai. So now Unklus was interested to find out. So what is the punishment for Bilam? So Amalei b'shichvazer osachas. He says that they punish me. And again, obviously we're talking about all of above. I'm not talking about physical punishments. So whatever this means, b'shichva zera, that's boiling shichva zera. The reason for this is, of course, amida k'neged amida, because one of Bilam's grandiose contributions to Klai Yisrael, besides Parshas Balak, and all his wonderful brachas, is that he's the one who gave the eitz, he's the one who gave the advice that the Jewish people should be chayte with the Benos Moab. And he caused the terrible al-tvar Bilam Hashem, l'msumav Hashem, as the Pesukim say at the end of the Sefer Midbar. So he caused the tremendous breach in terms of Znus and Klai Yisrael. So that was the Midah Kenech Midah, he's going to be punished. Also ask him in a Gila Pesh Yisrael. So then the third person that the Unklus brings up from the dead is one of the Poshe Yisrael, someone who was Jewish, born Jewish, but became a big Pasheah, someone who became a big, big troublemaker of the Jewish people. I'll leave this out as to who exactly this person is potentially being referred to. So there are different opinions as to who exactly this one Poshe Yisrael is. So Amalei, man chashiv al alma. So we ask this person, who is chashiv in this in the next world? Amalei Yisrael. So he said the Jewish people, malud buki b'hu. So should we join them or not? So Amalei Tavosim Drosh Verasim Losidrosh. This individual said that always look after their good, don't cause them any trouble. So that out of all the eitzes that were given, so clearly this was the most on target. He said that anyone who tries to touch the Jewish people, tries to harm the Jewish people, is like someone's trying to touch like the pupil of the eye. What I'm saying is the pupil of the eye. Obviously, you don't want to touch somebody's a pupil in their eye. So it's almost like Kodesh Baruch Hu was saying, the Jewish people are so precious and dear to me. They're like my eye itself. So better stay away from them. Don't start up with them. Don't cause them trouble. I'm like, Bina Dao Gav, am I? So then he asked this Poshe Yisrael, what are you being judged in? I'm like, B'tzoros Achas. He says he's being punished with soav, excrement. It's boiling. Because we say that somebody, this particular Poshe Yisrael, one of his big chatoim was that he made very, very light, made a tremendous bizyonos of the chachamim at his time. And that's what he's being punished with. And then the Gemara says, although this individual was a big Pesheya, Tachazi Mabin Poshe Yisrael in the Via Umusa of the Venezuela. So he said, look at the Poshe Yisrael. As bad as he was significantly better than the greatest of the Nevi'im of the Goyim. His Bilam was at the highest spiritual level. Chazal said that he was almost on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, such a knowledge, such clarity. And he gave such a miserable advice to Unklus. He was so, even in the next world, he hates the Jews. Whereas the Poshe Yisrael, Nemlach, as bad as he was, but Afal Pichen, he still gave pretty good advice and he still understood and appreciated the Cheshivah of Klal Yisrael. Tana Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar now comes to almost sum up the entire Kamta part of the story. Does he want to see how great is the power of shame? A person embarrasses somebody, so terrible things can happen. Helped out Bar-Kamta. Going back to the beginning of the story, so Bar-Kamta was far from a tzaddik. He was the one who helped bring about the Chubra by snitching to the Romans. But Afal Pichen, because he was embarrassed, Kodesh Baruch Hu stood up for him, and he let the whole process continue of the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed and the Heichal being burned, all because of the embarrassment, the busha of that occurred to Barakat. So that way, if you remember, when we first started the sugya, so we said that there were three different events that Chazal highlight that Ashi Adam Mefachet Tomet, that a person shouldn't take a very callous attitude and say, no big deal, there are no repercussions for what I do, but should be very, very careful and see. Sometimes doing actions can cause terrible, terrible things down the line. So the first one was the Kamta Bakamta. It was the most famous of the three. And then there's the second one, and that's the two. That Tanagola, that Tanagota, Charv Termalka, because of a rooster and a hen. So the city of Termalka was destroyed. What in the world happened in Termalka? What happened with the roosters and hens? Avonahige, they used to have the following practice. Yavu Mavki Chasana Kalosa. When a Chasana and a Kala would march down, when they would have a chasana, mafki kamayo tanagol v'tanagol. So they would, the minhag was that they would put a rooster and a hen walking down in front of the chasana and the kala. Why would they do that? Klaimar, pru uruki tanagolim. It was like a bracha to the young couple. They should have a lot of children. So the tanagolim, they hatched a lot of eggs, so they were giving a bracha. They should have a lot of children as well. We have abolished that minhag in our communities. I never see walking down by the marina chicken, but not live chicken at our weddings. But that was the minhag in this particular place in Termalka. I imagine the reason why they stopped the minute was for the following story. Yom Echad, one time it happened, Hava Kacholif Gunda de Rabbi. One time there was a group of Roman soldiers and Shechlinu Minayu, and there was a wedding going on, and there was a rooster and a hen, and the Romans were hungry. They wanted dinner, so they stole the rooster and the hen from the wedding party. So Nafu Alayu. So the people got very angry, interfering with the simcha of the wedding. So they started to fight with the Romans. It's not a very good idea. Bachunu, and then they started to beat up the Romans. So also Amalei the Caesar. So the Romans went back to the government officials and ruling it back to the Caesars. Mardubach Yudoi, that the Jews are rebelling. So the Romans did not take it well that their soldiers were beaten up. So even though it was something which is simply insignificant and a trivial incident, like getting into a fight with the Romans over the chickens. So Chazal highlighted the story and saying that you have to be very careful. You know, you don't know what's going to lead to what. Be very, very, very careful. Asher Adu Fachatom in this area. So also Alayu. So the Romans sent some troops. They sent to fight and to destroy this place of Tor Malcha. So also they came to them. So there was an individual in this place of Tor Malcha who had come from the south, and he was very, very strong. So he could jump a mill. Again, it's most probably a figurative sense. I mean, the mill is rather far. It's about 2,000 opposite. So he was pretty strong. He was fast. He was very, 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 very powerful. Shaklek Kesel Vivakotbu, and he was able to fight against some of the Romans. He actually was able to kill some of the Romans. So Shaklek Kesel Tagging. So the Caesar took his crown, Osvia Aaron, and he put it down on the ground. Amar reminded the Amakul. Strange, the Caesar's asking the Ramashlov, Inichalach Latimtsela Gavra, Lidel Machuse, Yadidicha Gavra. So he said, it shouldn't be that myself and my whole empire should fall in the hands of this one person. So he said that let me overpower this person. So there's one individual. There are different opinions. There are those who claim it was Bar Kokhba, not Bar Kokhba. Again, it's hard for me to know the historical background. But actually, Puvela by the Roma. So whatever it was, this particular person from the south said something, and his words got him into trouble. What did he say? So he said to the Rebbeinu Shalom, he quoted the Pasuk Tehillim. He said, Hashem, you have left us, you have deserted us, and you're not fighting for us anymore. So that Pasuk somehow became a Kuyam. That Pasuk became fulfilled. The Takah Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't support him anymore. And he actually was no longer successful. So says the Gemara, what was so terrible about said the Pasuk Tehillim? So David Nami Amarachi. David said the Pasuk. What was wrong with the way the Roman said it? The Gemara says, no, David at Muya Kometama. He said, David said it like as a question. He said, Rebbeinu Shalom, have you left us? Have you deserted us? Whereas the Bayder Roma said, yeah, Hashem, you left us. We don't. He said it almost in a not respectful way. We don't need you anymore. We're okay. We can do this all on our own. So the Gemara says that attitude of the Bayder Roma became, unfortunately, became catastrophic. All the basic he said, so it happened to be that this Bayder Roma went to the bathroom. I said that Kona, there was a snake there, Shamta the Kakush of Nachnavshe, that the snake attacked him and wrapped around, whatever it was, his stomach or something, and it might end up getting killed. So Omar, so now the Romans realized that they had been saved, and this one by the Roman was causing him, he was the commander of the Jewish forces, he was causing him such an aggravation, and now he had died. So Omar Hobis Rachashli Misa Zimna Eshpekinu. So the Romans said that, all right, we got Yeshua, and Hashem bumped off this by the Roma for us. You know what? Let's call it a day. We'll leave these Tor Malcha guys alone. We'll leave these this particular Jewish community alone. So Shavkenu, so they left them. So what was going on at that time when they realized that the Romans were pulling back the forces? So the Jews started to celebrate. They jumped up and they realized, great, Baruch Hashem, we got Yeshua, that the Romans were retreating. So they started to eat, they started to drink. They had liku shrage, and they started to light the torches. They were making a whole celebration. ad is chazei b'liyona did gushpanka rechoka mila. There was so much light from all the torches in the middle of the night and the celebration that one can see, actually fills you in, the person had a coin and they wanted to be able to see the image of the coin. Even in the middle of the night, they were able to see the coins. So when they saw what was going on, all of a sudden they saw, here they had left this one town alone. And then they see a whole party going on. They're partying. They have torches going on. They're all kind of celebrations. So they thought, wait a second. I'm a mechtik echad b'yudoy. The Jews are laughing at us. So the Romans didn't take it well that the Jews were celebrating their retreat. So they said, wait a second. Hada asa layim. Let's go back and finish them off. So I'm going to be asking. Rasi said, t'las mea alfe shlifei saifa ala tor malka. So 300,000. Many of the Baruch Chaim points out that very often the Gemara uses the number 300. 300 is always meant as a as not literal. It's always meant as to mean a big, big. And it's a way of saying, like we would say, there are a million people there. Or a million people there. Whatever the numbers were. So Chazal were trying to highlight the fact that a whole large company of Roman soldiers arrived. So plus there, out by 300,000 Shlifei Saifa, people who had their swords drawn, idol of Turmalka, and they entered the Turmalka, the couple of a tlossi yoma tlossi lavosa, that they went on a killing spree, never for 3 days and for 3 nights. Hach gisa hilule vechinge lohavu yadihani behani. That, if you remember, it all, the Romans came back because the Jews were celebrating. So on one side of town, they were still partying, and the communications wasn't so good. They didn't even know what was going on the other side of town. So on one side, they were singing and dancing, and they had all their torches and celebrating. On the other side, the Romans had already attacked, and they're already never killing. And the people didn't know what was going on from one side of the town to the other. Bila Hashem b'lachamol es kol na'os Yaakov. So now the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Mikilas Eicha, that literally the Kadosh Baruch Hu swallowed up. They didn't have any mercy on the beautiful place of Yaakov. Ki yaseh rabin or Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Yechanan said, elu shishim ribo ayaros. This refers to the 60, 10, the Rebo means 10,000, so 60 times 10,000, 600,000 cities, Shehelo, Liyaneh, Melech, Bahara Melech, all these hundreds of thousands of cities that Yaneh Melech had built in the area of Haramelech. And again, what it means, the number literally, doesn't matter for us right now, means that it was a very, very, rather large place. The Yomer of Yidam Ravasi, Shishim Rebo, Yara, Shehelo, Liyaneh, Melech, Bahara Melech. Each one of them had the amount of people living in them, the amount of people left Mitzrayim. So again, obviously the numbers, 600,000 times 600,000, that's a lot of people. So the Chutz B'Shalosh, except for three, there were three of them, three cities, three towns, they had even more, had twice the amount of people from Yitz Mitzrayim. So the three special towns that had even more people had these unique names. So the Gemara wants to know, where in the world did they get these names? What was the meaning of these names of these cities? Kvar Bish, Kvar Shichle, and Kvar Debraya. So Kvar Bish, the first one was called Kvar Bish. Bish means bad in Aramaic. Lo Yave, Bei, Salush, Biza. They were bad. I mean, they didn't have any guests. They wouldn't let any guests stay in town. Kvar Shichleim. Why was the second town called Kvar Shichleim? Shehoisem Parasosim in Shichleim. Because their parnasa was from Shechlaim, some kind of a vegetable or something. So they were farms of that particular vegetable. Kvar Dichraya, why are they called Kvar Dichraya? Rabbi Yechanan saying Yoldos Zecharim Tchila, because Dichraya means Lashon Zachar. So the women would always have boys first. Yoldos the Kevah Acharayin of Poskim. Then the end they would have a girl, and then they would stop having children. Again, what the significance of these three towns and these names are, I'm not sure. So Abba Ula, so Ula said the Dibi Chazli Hal Astra. So Ula said, I saw that area, the area that you described. Ula lived in Eretz Yisrael. I said, I saw that area. The Philoshisim refused to cunning Lamasi. He said, it's not big enough to have somebody, hundreds of thousands of people there. He said, it didn't have enough room for 600,000 reeds, 600,000 a piece of grass. So he says, it wasn't so big. So Amalei held Stuki to Rabbi Chanina. So it was at Stuki. So he didn't believe in the Tosh of a Pes, said to Rabbi Chanina, Shikur Meshach Risu. Said, you're lying. You're telling us, Bubamite says, there are so many hundreds of thousands of people who are living in these places. It's not true. So Amalei, so Rabbi Chanina said, Eretz Tzvi Ksiv. And Eretz Yisrael is described in another Yirmiyahu as Eretz Tzvi. Matz Ksiv, but Matz Tzvi, Zeh Ein Oro Machzikas Besoro. Af Eretz Yisrael, Bizman Shiyoshvin Aleh, Rav Chob, Bizman Shiyoshvin Aleh, Gamda. said that he said that Eretz Yisrael is similar to the skin of a deer. That of a deer skin, if you flay the skin, you take the skin off, then try to put it back on again, it's not going to fit. When it's on, so it somehow stays the right size. As soon as it comes off, it shrivels up. So Eretz Yisrael also. Eretz Yisrael, just because it doesn't look so big now, it's, so to speak, shriveled up. It doesn't have the ability to hold so many people. But in its heyday, it was able to hold even more people. So these three Amoraim were sitting together. Amr, they started to discuss. Does anyone have any stories from this place that was Jewish area, some Jewish community in Mitzrayim? Does anyone know any history, any stories from there? So one of them said about a great tzaddik who lived in a great tzaddik in the tzaddikis who came from this town. Again, these Amoraim are much, much later. These Amoraim are hundreds of years later. And they're sitting and talking about stories that occurred during the time of the Churban. So there was one time a story about a Jewish man and a Jewish woman who were more than just engaged. They had already kiddushin with one another, but they hadn't yet had nisuim. So technically speaking, I mean, I'm told they're really married to one another. But there's a din, and a person is also as arusos, and arus and arus are not permitted to be together. So these couple arus and arusos, so shenish bulveinu avdiki chavim, that they were taken captive by the goyim, the siyum zelozeh, and the goyim put them together. They should be married. They should produce children. So one would think, so terrible. They were married anyway. So that was the best case scenario. So Amr lo, so this young lady says to the man who was technically her husband, she said, don't touch me. I don't have a ksuba for me. You never brought me a ksuba. And until the couple has a ksuba, so they're not allowed to be together. And apparently there were no Edom, no Jews around, whatever it was, that they had no way to write a ksuba. So Nagaba Adyei Mesa, that they lived together like that, as so to speak, as husband and wife, but they never ever touched one another. Because they refused to violate, it's only Nisa Dirabanan. They refused to violate the Nisa Dirabanan, being together and having a ksuba. Shemesh, when this man died, Omra Lahen, so she said to the people, Siftu Lazesh, Pitbe Yitzhak Yosef Yosef. Said, this tzaddik, unbelievable tzaddik that I was married to all these years, so he was a greater tzaddik than Yosef. He was able to overcome his Yitzhara, even greater than Yosef. He'll be Yosef, Labachadashaita. Yosef was only had to overcome the Yitzhara of Eshes Potiphar for 1 minute. Haikal Yomav Yoma said, this tzaddik of mine, so his entire life he was able to overcome. Yosef Labachadabita said, Yosef was not in the same bed. The Haibachadabita, we were forced to be asleep in the same bed together, and still he didn't touch me. Yosef Lav Ishto. Ha Ishto, he said, Yosef wasn't his wife. Here, I'm married to him. Myself, we were married. That he was such a tzaddik. So this was one of the stories, one of the maisim from this place in Grasichla, just to highlight what an unbelievable couple lived in that place. So Pasach Idach Liyama. So another one told a story. The Umdu Arboim Modios Bedina, that this price of a certain food was. The grain, the amount of grain was the cost of a dinar. Nechsa shar mudia achas. So one time it happened that the rate went down, so the food started to go up in price. So they figured there must be somebody did a chet. Can you imagine if the stock market goes down a half a point? Oh, it must be some terrible chet. Let's go figure out. So there was such tzaddikim that they realized that there must have been some kind of correlation as to what happens. So they looked around a little bit. They realized that there were two people in town who did a terrible, terrible avera, and that's what caused the dropping of the rates. Matzo Abu Beno Shimon Nayim Aras Yom Kippurim. A father and a son from Azana with a married girl on Yom Kippur, no less, revealed the bays of Soklum. And those, it's a chayv skila for that. And they punished them. And the Shah came back. The price went came back again. So, Pasach Idah Yomar, and another one told the story. There was a man who wanted to divorce his wife. But her ksuba was too high, so he couldn't afford to divorce her. So we try to spread a rumor that she was Mezana. If people believe that she was Mezana, then we'll be able to divorce her to give the ksuba. So we pulled off a crazy story. So we made a whole party, invited all his friends. The chilan, the hishkan, he gave to eat, he gave to drink, he gave a shikha, he got good and drunk. And he put them to sleep. They were all drunk. He laid them down on the bed. And then he took the white of an egg and he put it on the sheets. And he tried to accuse by showing the white sheet that it was Sheikh Mazara, that one of the men had tried to be Mazana with his wife. There was an older man there, a Talmud of Shammai, above Ben Buta Shmos. There was above Ben Buta Amalan, Kachma Kublan with Shammai Azokin. So he said, I have a tradition from Shammai, love and dates a sentiment or Sheikh Mazara, Deichem in or. So he wasn't fooled by the stunt of the white of the egg. He said that the white of an egg will get pushed away by from the heat. And Sheikh Mazara will be absorbed by the heat. So he bought you. It turned out that the whole thing was a joke. The whole thing was a fake. If you'll amaze that they brought this fellow, they realized they're trying to cause trouble. Feel cool, big book, super loss of metal. So they punished him and amazed it, and they made him actually pay the, she was not interested in remaining married him anymore, rightfully so. And they made him the force of Benix. So I'm going to buy Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef, we have another tzaddik in Kulei. The mice, people in town were big tzaddik. I mean, a couple of bad, no pun, a couple of bad eggs in town, but the mice, the rest of the town was doing things properly. So my time, these people apparently, this town was punished terribly. Why were they so punished? They weren't such bad people. Because they were living in the tribe, and they weren't mourning for the loss of Yishalayim. If you want to rejoice for Yishalayim, you have to mourn for Yishalayim. And those who were ignoring and not mourning for the Korban, so even though they were in Mitzrayim, they weren't directly affected by the events of the Korban, it cost them a tremendous punishment as well. Stop. There's a rat, so we usually do the late slot. If the other ones, then we have to start with the late slot is. Whatever the other ones, we'll do that.